Welcome to Animal Adventures, the new podcast for and by one kid, four kids, and by one kid and one adult. No, it's not for one kid and one adult. It's just for a kid. I mean, grown-ups can listen. All right, let's...
It's for anybody. It's for anybody.
Yeah, basically.
But probably kids would like it more.
Yeah, definitely.
You want to introduce yourself?
I am Campbell.
Yep, and I'm Ben.
And, we are making a new podcast called Animal Adventures, which is obviously about animals, and, wait, who wants, do you want to introduce the animal for today?
Well, why don't we kind of go over the structure, because this is our first episode.
Yeah.
Very exciting, but we want to let people know kind of what our podcast is going to look like, so why don't you tell them how each episode is going to go, because there's a little bit of a plan each week, and it's going to be the same kind of routine every week.
But it's just going to be different facts and different everything.
Right? Yeah. So why don't you tell them how each episode will go?
Okay, so we will kind of give you an intro, like we're doing now. Then we will tell you the animal, tell you some facts about the animal, tell you a joke, a real life story about that animal, and then we'll wrap it up with a riddle for next week's animal. And if you guys want to send us in an email of one of your animal encounter stories through the Anchor message app thingy,
yeah,
then you can do that.
Yeah, there'll be information posted below there. So you can send us, and then we will use your animal encounter. We may use your animal encounter on an upcoming show.
Yeah.
Or episode, or whatever they call these podcasts.
They
right?
call them shows.
Shows, great. All right, so these shows.
Okay, so our animal is, drum roll please. All right, so it's a milk snake.
Oh, milk! I would have never thought that we would lead off with a milk snake. I never really think about milk snakes.
Well, wasn't it the first animal we could think of?
Yeah, but you know, it's not like the first. It's the first animal we could think of that we'd had an encounter with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think we thought of the.
Yep.
Milk...
Don't give it up.
Next week's animal first.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, Campbell, about milk snakes. Like, what do we know about milk snakes?
There's a milk snake called the Campbell's Milk Snake.
Oh, after you.
No, it's definitely not after me.
So, and they, where do they live?
California to, like, Mexico?
Well, they live, yeah, so they have a pretty big range, right, all the way up to Canada, mainly like in the eastern and kind of central part of the United States, down into some areas in the deep south, all the way down to Mexico.
And around us.
Yeah, not as much out west, though, it didn't
look
like.
Yeah, there's just little, like, sprinkles of milk snakes in the west.
Yeah, we have eastern milk snakes here in Massachusetts, where we are.
Even though we're up north.
Even though we're up north, we do have some snakes, right?
Yeah. And some venomous ones.
There are venomous snakes, believe it or not, this far north. There's rattlesnakes and things like that in the Blue Hills. Copperheads where we live, but pretty low populations. It's not like...
Back to milk snakes!
Oh, sorry, milk snakes. So, milk snakes vary in color, but they usually are like kind of reddish, brown, with white, black stripes.
Yeah, and they sometimes mimic coral snakes.
Yeah, so sometimes they act like venomous snakes and look like venomous snakes. So, like, they'll shake their tail... Like a rattlesnake, or they'll kind of act like a coral snake.
Yeah, because of their color. But if red touches yellow, it's a milk snake. If red touches black, it's a coral snake. But that's only for people that live in like the northern and western parts of where the milk snake live. In the eastern and south, then those milk snakes there and the coral snakes there, they just break the rules and they're all different colors.
Huh, I didn't know that. We'd have to check that out a little bit. But that's interesting.
No, that was in 72 Dangerous Animals.
Oh, interesting. So they're actually part of like the king snake family, and the king snakes are famous because they eat other snakes.
And some king snakes are immune to rattlesnake venom.
Interesting. So why are they called milk snakes?
Oh, because they snuck into farmer's sheds and they thought they were going to milk the cows and drink the milk.
Yeah, so there was these old folk tales about milk snakes latching onto cows and drinking the milk, but not really true. I mean, I'm sure there's been a snake that has bit a cow at some point.
Definitely.
But you're not going to walk into a barn and see tons of milk snakes hanging off of the udders of cows.
Yeah,
that's just not really a thing. But they're still called milk snakes nevertheless.
Yeah, which is kind of weird.
Cool. So
I actually, before I heard that, I actually thought they were called milk snakes because of their color.
No, yeah, because they had because some of them have white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times the animals are named because of their color.
The one I saw was like white and red.
Hmm. This one is interesting that the origin story, or not origin story, but the story, the origin of the name of this, of the milk snake is kind of a unique one.
So what do they eat?
Voles.
Mice, like mostly just pests, but some rodents that aren't pests.
Yeah, and we talked about king snakes, so they do eat some of the
other king snakes, like such as rattlesnakes. And rattlesnakes aren't.
Well, not other king.
No. King snakes.
Well, no, they'll eat other snakes, just yeah. Other species of snake too.
Like oh, and the baby milk snakes eat other baby milk snakes, or eat other baby snakes.
Yeah, interesting.
Kind of weird.
So, kind of a cool animal, and you can find them in lots of places.
Yeah.
So, you got a snake joke?
Oh, yeah. What do you call a funny snake joke?
I don't know.
Hysterical.
Hysterical. I get it. Nice job.
So, animal encounter?
So, yeah. Now, so this part of the show, we're going to tell a real-life animal encounter. And like we said later, we'd love for you to send us some of your animal encounters. And we can use those on an upcoming show. But since this is our first episode, Campbell, you get to share your animal encounter.
Yeah, okay. So, I was at my Boy Scout summer camp when someone shouted, snake! Snake eating a frog! I rushed over, and indeed, there was a snake with half of a live frog in its mouth.
Where was the other half of the frog?
It was outside its mouth.
Oh, so it had already taken half of the frog inside its mouth.
Yeah, but it was still alive. The frog was still
alive. Was the head of the frog sticking out of the mouth?
No, like the head...
Was in the mouth?
No, the head and the front two legs were out.
Were out. And then the snake had its back legs? So what was the expression on the frog's face?
The frog just looked normal for some odd reason.
Well, it's hard to tell frog. I don't know frog expressions.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
And then, I don't think I remember if the snake actually ate the frog or the frog managed to escape, but I remember a few minutes later, the milk snake was gone.
Wait, so you don't know, like, did you get distracted by something that was more interesting than a snake eating a frog?
No, yeah, we got distracted by a spider egg, and then it was like...
Wait, so do you think the snake, ate the whole frog?
I don't know.
Okay, so it's a mystery.
Mystery.
Did the snake look like it was big enough relative to the frog to eat it?
It definitely looked like it was big enough to eat the frog, but I heard like some frogs, they blow up like a balloon, so predators can't swallow them. So maybe it blew up like a balloon. Oh, if it was one of those types of frogs and it escaped, or the milk snake swallowed it.
Huh. Okay. Well, I can't believe you guys got distracted by a spider and you don't know what happened.
Spider egg.
Oh, a spider egg.
Yeah, they're very rare, Daddy.
Okay. Okay. But I've also never seen a snake eating a frog, so...
I've never seen a spider egg either.
A spider egg? There's spider... Okay.
Before that...
Well, I'm glad you got to see both, so that's good. At least, all right. So, that was our animal encounter. We did our facts. We did our joke. Next time maybe we could bulk up the joke department a little bit. Add a couple more jokes. Sprinkle a few more in.
Yeah, like maybe 15 or a bajillion.
Yeah.
I think 15 might be like the most we could get.
15 would be that'd be a lot of jokes.
Yeah, but it should. I mean, if we did 15 jokes, those 15 jokes would definitely count as the animal encounter.
Well, no, we could do the animal encounter too.
Yeah, it would just have to be a short.
Yeah, I mean, we're at like 10 minutes now. How long do you think people will listen to a podcast for? Depending on what it is. Some people listen to podcasts for hours.
Well, oh, I have listened to a podcast for 36 minutes. At the most, 38. Yeah. All right. Okay, so let's wrap this up with the riddle.
All right, so this is for next week's animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I have four legs, but I'm not a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I like carrots, but I'm not a rabbit. I can run fast, but I'm not a cheetah.
All right,
what
so
am I?
What is it? So next week we'll be talking about that animal. You can also send us a message to see if you can guess what that is and let us know what you're thinking. Yeah.
And our next episode will tell you if you're correct or not.
Cool. Well, thanks everybody for listening. That's it for us today at
Animal Adventures. Bye.